Yo, it's your boy Philippe.
Hey, make it so low. P.I.F. Paid in full, yeah.
Yeah, stay hooked onto Nouvelle Life.
Hi, what's up, people? This is Andy, the Royal Your Highness, and you're listening to Nouvelle Life.
Yo, 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 you're now listening to Hip Hop Uganda Live. It's your boy truly, Sean. Home for Ugandan Hip Hop, hosted by yours truly, Sean.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous, G2 Complex, most official, and you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nouvelle Life.
Just right here,
just right here.
Get it, get it.
What's up, people? What's up, people? Paul, welcome to the Nouvelle Life podcast. This is Hip Hop Uganda Live, and I'm Sean, your host. Last week on Tuesday, we released the first episode in 2016. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you really enjoyed it. We were giving you a simple wrap up of so many things that happened the year around in 2015. And it was also more of an introduction to 2016. Yeah, the intro. Remember, Hip Hop Uganda Live is the new name for the show. So you're listening to the Nouvelle Life podcast. Yes, you're not in the wrong place. Welcome. You might have been directed here to the event I created on Facebook. Or you must be a reader of our blog, or you must be a follower of the Nouvelle Life podcast and everything Nouvelle-like or anything Nouvelle-related. Thank you for being part of the Nouvelle Life family. To those who downloaded the first episode, we appreciate. Those who streamed it, we appreciate. Now, remember, for you to get in touch with us, you can always visit nouvellife.wordpress.com or visit audiomark.com/artist/nouvellife-radio, or you can always visit nouvellife.wordpress.com/podcast to download this episode. Now, this is episode 2, and you're most welcome. Don't forget, you can also like our Facebook page. You can visit our Instagram. It's one word, Nouvelle Life, N-U-V-E-Y-L-I-V-E, no space in between. You can also follow on Twitter at Nouvelle Life. Yeah, we much appreciate if you do so. Now, today I'm going to talk about hip-hop events. Yes, hip-hop events. What do you know about them? I don't know, maybe not so much. Maybe too little, maybe a lot. But one thing I know about hip-hop events, they are very essential to the development of the genre, right? The genre and the culture as well. Now, last year, so many events went down, including Navio the Chosen album release, which saw him sell about 8,000 copies. Yes, I highlighted that in the wrap-up in the previous episode. Price Tabor had his event, the Kampa Jurire mixtape release at K-Club. Yeah, it that also went down very well. And there was also the Hip Hop Invitational. I don't know if you attended it. It was hosted at Gabiro Bukolobi. Now, hip hop events, one thing that you should know about hip hop events is that they kind of create that socializing effect for like an artist, an MC, a b-boy dancer, a graffiti artist. I have to admit this to you. I've been to a number of events like the Bayimba Festival. I've been to the Big Global Indigenous Hip Hop Summit, the annual Hip Hop Summit. And remember, these events always have catalogs of different sub-genres of hip-hop that includes break, graffiti, rapping, all those. Now, when all these heads are put in one place, you know what that means. The result is going to be a social setup that is created that probably a rapper would speak to a dancer or a graffiti person, and maybe to put it in a clearer form, probably these events are more of a way for the people involved in the genre to connect. The socializing doesn't come out of the blue. For you to socialize, you need to connect. Yeah, which is a great thing. Now, also the relationship between the fans and the artists is also developed. Now, I understand the more an artist has a hip-hop event, their fan base tends to grow bigger or probably drop, depending on what they do. Now, I'm very sure on this. The numbers for Price Steppers mixtape release, I'm very sure quite rose, because the event was well placed, well organized. He had the right people to come through for the performances. Play One was there, Rue was there. Now, it was well marketed and budgeted for, and you see, since it was a success, it determines his fan base to keep growing. Now, we can always look at an event like that. Let's see, another one we can talk about, probably also the rap battles. I remember there were rap battles throughout the whole year, and these are all events. You can ask anyone who knows Bayimba Festival, the Hip Hop Boot Camp, all those sort of events. Each time these events are organized and they are success, at least there is about 100 people that become very loyal to the events, to the culture, like it was royalty. Get what I'm saying? Like, there was a king reigning and stuff like that. Yeah, an artist can grow his fan base depending on how their event is well organized. Rue, oh my god, Rue had his event, the Glorifier release, which had two dates, and trust me, each date had its own specific organization and fans that had to come through. And I'm very sure there were very many people who became loyal to his music and whatever stuff he be doing. Now, also this event, you see, a well-organized event, a well-planned for hip-hop event can also sort of animate the music. You see, the radio might limit so much of the content. Probably a track that is about 5-6 minutes may not be called a radio-friendly song. And so, to animate these kind of themes in the song, I think a hip-hop event is very important. You see, if Enigma is speaking of things like, let me see, there is his favorite song of his that I listen to, One Face in the Crowd, that's of his Enigma Machine. Let's say he's talking about that, and he wants you to understand and get the themes or the concept properly. The radio might not give you the chance to feel the message animated for you as compared to you going to the event. I remember very well, Ruyonga had like one of the best performances ever last year on all his album release events or dates, you can call them, especially the Glorify sang his heart out and all that stuff. Now the kind of feeling you get animates you, makes you move, as compared to when you listen to the song on the radio. See, you can get a different feeling, a different attitude. Probably you might have been at war. Your serenity, I'm very sure, is guaranteed with the kind of feeling you get at these events. These events also, yeah, they also strengthen the genre. The more hip-hop events we have, trust me, the more the genre will be very, very well placed. I mean, if we have like a hip-hop night at Gabiro like every Thursday, then we are well assured a fan base is going to grow, and of course we'll have a point of reference where hip-hop heads can get together and work out something like that. Yeah, which is a great thing. At the end of probably towards the end of this show, I'm going to play you a little recording that I got from Enigma, the Sphinx, and Ajo at the Hip Hop Invitational, and you will hear their reaction about the event. Now, yeah, we're going on well. I spoke of these events strengthening the genre, which is a true thing. It also gives you a new experience. I don't know, you ever been to an event and you feel different? Yes, that is now the animation that I spoke of up there. Well, if our genre is strengthened and yeah, it's working out very well, and then people will start valuing it. I'm very sure of that, because I know a couple of my friends that I used to force to go to some of these events. Probably they didn't like them. I'll tell them, at least let's go and see what's up. And you see the feeling they will get, because they'll be like, I experienced something new the other time at Rue's event, that kind of feeling. And then they would find value. You see, if there is no event happening, by the way, do not mistake the events that I'm talking about. Releasing of songs online, yeah, that can be an event, but you see, the events I'm talking about are quite physical. Like, we have a show, a concert. Now, if these events do happen, people tend to have value for the genre. They have value for the genre, and then they tend to see a reason to go for them, probably spend money on these events or invest in buying CDs or mixtapes and albums or merchandise. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, if the events keep happening, someone knows, yeah. And by the way, these events, we can use them to assess how far and where the genre is going. Now, that is really important. I didn't even thought about that. Yeah, we can always use these events to assess where the genre is going. And when Naville sold about 8,000 copies in the first week, trust me, that was tremendous. Very, very, very remarkable for us, for the, when at the time when the year is ending, before even it was Christmas, where, you know, so many other non-hip-hop events were already organized and people showed love. That was awesome. Yeah, we value the genre, we see how it performs. That would be a great thing. And I remember being at the Hip Hop Invitational. Despite this and that, but there was something amazing about it. I was given a chance to sell a few hip hop stickers that you can stick on your car, probably computer, on the wall. They were called the IDIG UG Hip Hop stickers. By the way, they are still on sale. You can get yourself one at 1,500 UG shillings. Spend on us. It will be awesome if you do so. So I sold them there. Now this takes me to the idea that is popping in my head. Through these events, artists can always have an outreach, probably an outreach that can be translated into selling their CDs, giving away freebies. Enigma came through with the Enigma capes. Painkiller came through with 1616s. This street identity person, I forget his name. Shemi B came through. Shemi B came through with the street identity CDs, and they were on sale at the Hip Hop Invitational, and it was very great. Now, that is what is awesome about these events. Hip Hop events, we need them. They are important. Artists have music. Artists have so many mixtapes they have made, probably from the bedroom up to even a standard studio. They've gotten so many videos, but probably a few things are missing. Now, you stakeholders out there need to invest in these events. You who is a fan, probably you know how to create an event. You're called upon to think with these artists. See, yes, you will benefit. Of course, commercialization of hip hop always has the B word, not bitch and all that stuff, but the benefit part. Everyone wants that. Yeah, that is important. These events need to be taking place at least each week, probably having a day. No, playing Maybach music or Drake or Young Money music the way Enigma puts it. Speaking of Enigma, without wasting so much time, here's what happened at the Hip Hop Invitational. Now, I interviewed Enigma for about 2 minutes, and then Cleo and Ajo at the same time for about 3-4 minutes. And this is what they had to say about the Hip Hop Invitational. And P.S. it was an amazing event and a landmarking one. I will return back and probably close the show from there. Hello people, this is the Hip Hop Invitational, and Sean, your host, and we're chilling with Enigma. What's up?
I'm doing good. How are you, Nuve?
I am
Sean,
good,
brother.
Sean.
I'm used to just calling you Nuve because that's what I always see online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Sphinx calls me Sean.
Excellent.
She prefers that. Okay. So how is the feeling here?
It's fantastic. You know, you just look around and you see so many hip-hop artists, and at the same time, you're seeing hip-hop fans. Everyone is blended together. Everyone is feeling the vibe, feeling the love, and it gives you a sense of community. And it really feels like everyone's having a good time. There's smiles on everyone's faces. Guys have been spitting bars. We just had Shemi B killing it just now. Jay Effect just rocked the crowd. We have Nampera Mulekwa right now, who's just killing it. Who else is on? We have Kamara coming on soon.
Yeah.
I think that's Kamara now. Is that?
I think.
But yeah, there's so many guys around. We had the Jinsu hosting along with So Severe. Cleo's around, the Sphinx. I've seen Aggie, Saint Nelly Sade, Malex, Suspect. You know, so many guys around. There's Battle MC, Nez G's here as well. Who else apart from everybody? I bought a mixtape from Painkiller. You know, so many guys are around. We have Nace from Potbell Drive who's come to support as well.
So many guys are here. So, what do you think of the future right now?
What we need is just more platforms like this.
Like this.
There are enough nights around for hip-hop guys to attend. And that would be dope. I've always looked for a hip-hop night in any club or any bar around that will have it. The ones that I've tried, when you go there, you find it's not really a hip-hop night the whole night. You find they set aside an hour where they play Young Money and Maybach music, and then after that, they go to dance hall or something the rest of the night. So you don't even have any inspiration or gas to go out and attend some of these things. But these guys have put together this night at Gabiro. They say they want to make it a regular event. That's something for us to look forward to as hip-hop fans. So it's going to make us come out and attend and feel like hip-hop has a community, hip-hop has a following, and they have a night that is truly theirs and ours for us to enjoy, mingle with each other, sell merchandise if it's there. It's going to be good.
Thank you, Enigma. Hey, what's up, people? We're chilling with the Sphinx at the hip-hop invitation, the first ever.
Hey, Sphinx here. I don't know if you missed the hip-hop invitation. I do not know what your excuse is. It was stunned. Anyway, me, I'm off stunned, so I really don't know. Okay. I'm not sure what I'm saying. All I know is that I met Ejo.
So how was it? It was fun?
Yes, it was fun. It started late, but it picked up really fast, so it was... It was a blast, really.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We happen to be standing next to Ejo before the Sphinx go.
Oh.
What's up, Ejo?
What's up, man? I met the Sphinx herself.
Okay.
Now, this is what I have to say, just as a highlight. I have about 2 songs of the EP, No Apologies, that have reference
to
the Sphinx.
Okay.
2 songs. About 4 lines.
Track 1.
About 4 lines.
Yeah.
Track 1 is Wad Smith.
Okay.
It has reference to the Sphinx.
We should
then track 2 is Wad Smitten.
Oh.
And they all have reference to the Sphinx. So I met her today and I'm happy. And the show was incredible. Guys brought it, Shemi B, Jay Vect, everybody else that performed. This guy's doing incredible, man.
Alright, yeah. Sure thing. So the Sphinx is happy to meet Ejo.
And Ejo is happy to meet
Sphinx.
Yeah.
It's a match made in hip hop.
Exactly.
Okay, Sphinx, a little something about Broken and Spit and Dope Lines, which is from C Squared.
Yeah, that.
Motivation.
Of course, we shall hit you up soon to talk about it entirely.
Broken. I did not know what to write. I had just gotten that beat because it's a storytelling beat. Okay. I've never written a story in my life, so I kind of went there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a true story. It's a friend's story. Yes, someone actually died. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Fancy Squared
was a reintroduction of the Sphinx.
Reintroduction.
Yes, because I'd actually done one before, like when I had just started rapping. It was, I can't remember the title, but it's one of those tracks that I don't want to remember.
Okay.
But it's there on my reverb.
Okay.
You can tell that it was the very first track I wrote, very first rhyme I ever tried to write.
They can get your material on reverbnation.com / the Sphinx.
The Sphinx EMC.
reverbnation.com/the Sphinx
EMC. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So FEMC Squared, which is FEMC Squared, is a reintroduction of the Sphinx. Of course, FE is like the chemical thingy, what is it called? Of iron. So iron bars.
Okay.
And I'm double the MC or double the FEMC, something like that. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what it is.
Alright, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for coming. It's a Nouvelle Ère podcast.
Killed him. hip-hop, you killed hip-hop. I killed hip-hop, we all killed hip-hop. Who killed hip-hop? You killed hip-hop. I killed hip-hop.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're still listening to the Nouvelle Live podcast, Hip Hop Uganda. And don't forget to leave a comment. Yeah, don't forget to leave a comment. Don't forget to email us at nouvellive@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, Nouvelle Live, Twitter, Nouvelle Live, Instagram, Nouvelle Live. Yeah, we can always talk. Maybe if you want a more close conversation, you can always call us on 0702-6367-98. You can always reach us. You can send us a WhatsApp message, a text message, call us, and yeah, contribute. In case you agree with the show, don't hesitate to share this episode, to share with everyone there that you think deserves to listen to this. And thank you very much for listening up to this point and probably the next point. Appreciate you so much. And Hip Hop Uganda Live is going to be there for you, to share knowledge with you. And don't forget to catch every episode on Tuesdays. Yes, don't forget to catch every episode on Tuesday. And we release them on Tuesday at about 8 p.m. Yeah, Ugandan time. Don't get in touch with us. Do not hesitate to talk to us. And then before I close, I received a few voice notes from Brian Wade. He's a rapper. He listens to the show. So before I close, you need to know that, and I'm going to let you know what he had in mind. And also a few messages from other people that listen to the show. Now, remember, you can also be part of the shout out of this show. I had to scream it or shout it out for you. You can always send us your thoughts, your views, your reviews. Always like us on Facebook, and you can always share with us. We'll be much more glad and much more inspired to keep doing this. Now, last week we thank everyone who downloaded the podcast, and this week you can always still do the same. Remember, you can get all these podcast episodes on nouvellive.wordpress.com/podcast. You will see a link to all the podcasts we have had. Remember our old podcast? Yes, you do. That is a Hip Hop Uganda Live show. We rebranded to Hip Hop Uganda Live, the Nouvelle Live podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live. Yeah, now that's the new show name. You can, if you visit the page, the blog, you can see the new artwork. It's good stuff. And yeah, you can always leave a comment. Without saying so much, I've been your host, Nouvelle Sean, and you've been listening to the Nouvelle Live podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live. From me to you, I'm out. Thank you very much.
Hey, yo, it's your boy, Brown Wade, Christian rapper, and my music plays on Nouvelle Live show, the only show that plays hip-hop from Uganda. Don't go away. Good music, straight away.